PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Pelo. Nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Now, I'm not sure if anyone here has ever done this before, because I actually did this just prior to coming into the studio to doing this week's program. Now, normally, I always like to bring a cup of coffee or a mug of coffee, depending on how I feel, with me into the studio to keep me awake sometimes if I've had a very long week. And, of course, depending on what day and what time we actually do the program. Today's program actually is being recorded slightly up to the wire, as some people might say, because we actually recorded it a little bit late, so we have to complete it before the very first transmission goes out through one of our partner stations. But that is neither here nor there. I went to a small cafe that we have just across the street from our building, bought a cup of coffee. This is only about 30 minutes ago. Came back to the office, was chatting with somebody, put it down, and then, oh, wait a minute, I forgot something in my car. So I had to go downstairs to the parking garage and retrieve it from the boot of the car. And then when I got back on the lift to come up to the eighth floor, I thought, well, let me get off on the first floor, or the ground floor, and go get a cup of coffee. And I did that again. And then as we were coming into the studio, I was kind of preparing things, and then I looked down and I went, oh, I have one already. So now, actually, today I have two. Now, somebody will think, well, that's a lot. Why don't you just give one to somebody? Give one to someone. And I always say, you can never have too much coffee. You could never have too much of it. You know, some people I know, they'll say, oh, you shouldn't drink it before going to bed. It'll keep you awake all night. No, it doesn't. Actually, it's a little, just recently they did a study on this, and they found actually it's a little bit of a myth. People think that if you drink coffee before going to bed, you won't sleep. That's because it's in our heads that we won't sleep. But in reality, you can still sleep if you ignore what people have been telling you. I try to ignore what people tell me all the time, because sometimes I'm just not interested. But anyway, nice to have you with us today. We're going to begin with a little bit of scatting from Ella Fitzgerald and Lemon Drop.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ça change rien, un, un. Da 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 da.
Ella Fitzgerald and Lemon Drop, beginning today's edition of Happy Station for the 21st of January, 2018. 2018, of course, marks the 90th anniversary of the Happy Station show. Now, our true anniversary will be coming up towards the end of the year in November. But somebody suggested to us, one of our listeners, a few weeks ago, that for the 90th anniversary of the show, we should do a lead-up to the anniversary. Yes, a lead-up to the extravaganza that we will have at the end of the year, which we're still planning because we're still trying to think of some ideas of what to do for that program. Because this year's 90th anniversary Happy Station show will happen on November the 25th, which is a Sunday. And that's only because the 28th of November is on a Wednesday and the program does not go out on a Wednesday. So we will do it on the 25th of November. And possibly the first week of December as well, if depending, of course, on how much material we have. So it could be two programs, the 25th of November 2018 and the 2nd of December 2018. But we'll tell you more about that when we get closer to that date because there's still an ample amount of time. Now, somebody had suggested to us, well, look, since it is the 90th anniversary of the program, which is a rather big milestone, how about once a month leading up to that event, doing a monthly special archive program. And that's actually a very good idea. So on the last Sunday, on the last Sunday of every month until November, we will be bringing a special edition of Happy Station for this year, marking the 90th anniversary. So the first one will be for next week's program, the 28th of January. For February, it will be February 25th. March, the 25th of March. April, the 29th of April. May, 27th. June 24th. July 29th. August 26th. September 30th. October 28th. Leading up to our extravaganza for the 25th of November 2018. What are we going to do? Well, to be perfectly honest, we've been throwing some ideas around, but we're thinking, well, you know what? Let's not just settle on one right now, because you never know. A better idea may come up a week before we actually do that anniversary program. So in the meantime, we're actually working on a few different ideas, a few different concepts that we will have for that program. So tune in next week to find out what the first one is. Okay. And I should mention, by the way, that these special programs leading up to that anniversary show could actually have a theme, a subject matter. What that will be? Well, actually, I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you right now. You'll just have to tune in. Okay, time for more music now. Let's go to Kai Varner and his orchestra and Dancing on the Shore. Dancing on the Shore, Kai Varner and his orchestra. Last week, as I was taking a Sunday off, well, I usually take a Sunday off. Sunday's a day I usually like to do my own thing. I always like to do my own thing every day, but that Sunday in particular. Now, last Sunday was absolutely beautiful weather. It was absolutely fantastic. So I got up really early in the morning, and there is a small flea market here in Taiwan, not far from where I live. It's under a bridge called Fu He Bridge, which is only about maybe 15 minutes away or so. And they have a flea market there every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 a.m. until 12 noon. And there was something actually that I'd wanted to buy from one of the vendors there for some time. And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to go and buy it this weekend. Well, I went there and, he wasn't there this weekend. So hopefully he's there this weekend. Well, I'll go and find out. And I'll tell you about it next week if he is. Because it is absolutely something fantastic. It is really a fun gadget. Is it a gadget? Let me think. Yes, it is a gadget in some way. But I consider it more an art piece. It is quite astonishing. Anyway, after all that was done, I went to a cafe near a place called New Flower City. But the weather was so nice that when I left the cafe, there's a junction. And if you turn left, you head back to Taipei. And if you turn right, you head up the mountains, the mountain range, which is between Taipei and Yilan, which is a city on the east coast of Taiwan. And I thought, well, it's a nice day. I'll just drive a little bit up into the mountains and then come back home. Well, it didn't really turn out that way. I ended up going completely all the way to Yilan. The weather was actually so nice. Now, this is a road, people we used to call it the death road because there were a tremendous amount of accidents that would happen on that road. But things have gotten better in the last 3-4 years. Or a little bit longer than that, ever since they opened up a new national highway, which doesn't go over the mountains, but instead goes through the mountains in this huge tunnel. And you're in the tunnel for about 30 minutes before you come out again, and then you're out for maybe 2 minutes or so, and then you're back in the tunnel again. So a lot of traffic now is taking that road. So I took the mountain road, which I haven't taken in a number of years. And it was a lot of fun because very few cars and just motorcycles. And it's sort of become a, you can say, an unofficial motorcycle road on very sunny days. I mean, all types of motorcycles, from 50cc all the way up to 1,200cc, like a BMW R1200. So yes, it was a very nice day indeed. And again, Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, a little bit of rain, but not too much to complain about. So yes, overall, it was a very nice weekend. If you do follow me on Facebook, you'll find some pictures and some video that I recorded from that little trip that I took on Sunday. The funny thing is, I was planning to come back home by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It ended up being 10 o'clock, just after 10 o'clock in the evening. So yes, it was a very good day, you know. And I love days like that, where you just drive, you know, and driving is something I enjoy doing, or riding in this case, a motorcycle. Riding or driving is something that I absolutely love. And there are times where I will just sometimes even wake up at night and go, I want to go for a drive. Yes, one of my favorite pastimes, you know. Of course, if it's raining, I do other things. You know, but yeah, it's a very nice day indeed. Very nice day indeed. Now, our next piece of music today is a signature tune to a television series. Now, this is a television series that had two names and two separate signature tunes. In the United Kingdom, it was called Danger Man. It starred Patrick McGowan and had its signature tune played by Edward something something, which will play, I have to dig it up, but we'll play it after in the program. But first, let's play the two back-to-back. In the United States and Canada, people might remember the series as Secret Agent Man, which had a sig tune played by Johnny Rivers. Well, the version that we are going to listen to is not by Johnny Rivers, but by The Velvet Fog, Mel Torme.
Man who leads a life of danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, careful what you say, don't give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Sunning on the Riviera one day, then bleeding in a Bombay alley next day. And if the wrong word slips while kissing persuasive lips, odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Only got a number, secret agent man, they've taken away your name. Secret agent, secret agent, he is a spy, secret agent, bleeding in a Bombay alley, kissing every Sue and Sally. Secret agent, secret
Edwin Astley and his orchestra with the signature tune to Danger Man, which was shown, which was, the series was called in the UK and Australia and a few other places. In the United States, however, it was changed to Secret Agent Man, which had a sig tune performed by Johnny Rivers. But the version that we took a listen to was by Mel Torme, otherwise known as the Velvet Fog. As the one from Danger Man was playing by Edwin Astley, there is actually another recording off that disc, which I enjoy very much. We're doing kind of spy music today. Yes, vintage spy music. Not related with James Bond, and I thought we'd play two other tracks from that disc because they're absolutely fantastic. I really enjoy them. We're going to begin with Ron Grainer and his orchestra with the sig tune to The Man with the Suitcase. How many people remember that one? That's the sync tune to the ITC series UFO that starred Ed Bishop, an American actor who had a very lengthy career in the United Kingdom. Absolutely fantastic series. Absolutely fantastic. They only did one, was it one or two series of it? The programs, of course, are all now available on DVD. And it was produced by the same people that did Captain Scarlet and the Thunderbirds, except they didn't use marionettes, but actually they used real people. If you do see it around, pick it up. It's really a lot of fun to watch. It really, really is. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And, well, we just did a little bit of television music and spy music tossed into one, completely unplanned. It only got me thinking because I was listening to Danger Man. I don't know, we should play another two from that CD. And it's from a CD that just came out called Classic Themes from Cult Television Series, which includes those ones and other ones, such as Captain Scarlet, The Thunderbirds, The Saint, which was with Roger Moore, and one of my favorite from that period, Space 1999. Actually, it's interesting if you go back and watch Space 1999, because everything that was in that show never really happened in 1999. But maybe they were thinking 2000 999. You know, maybe in another 1,000 years, you know, or about 1,000 years, or 900 years. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. We are playing, of course, as you probably noticed, this week, again, just like last week, a lot more music than we had for a while. And that's because people are saying, oh, you don't play enough music on the program. So that's what we're doing and going to rectify today. And we're going to move now to more Ray Conniff and his singers with Bridge Over Troubled Waters, or Water, as the case may be. Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Now, at the beginning of today's program, I mentioned that this year, of course, is the 90th anniversary of... Oh, I just moved something, and I don't know if you heard that at home. I was moving something, and I think the chair hit the table. But anyway, I heard it in my headphones. I don't know if you heard it, but I don't want to stop now. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned that this year, of course, being the 90th anniversary of Happy Station, we're going to be bringing you, at the end of every month until November of this year, special editions of Happy Station going into the archives. It's kind of theme-related. You know, theme-related, to prepare us for the big extravaganza, which I still don't know what we have planned yet, but we can leave that till later. Now, those of you who are familiar with our Patreon page, who have become Patreon members, thank you very much, and of course, we are looking for more. Now, this year, for the special anniversary of Happy Station, we actually have a very special gift that we're giving to our Patreon members at the end of the year for the 90th anniversary. Now, for those who are familiar with our Patreon page, you can tune away for the next 3 minutes, go and do something else, and then come back, you know. And if you're not, well, stay tuned and listen to this.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello. I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station Show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
And you can find us at patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Now, it's not just Happy Station material that's there, but also other Radio Netherlands material as well as new material that we record especially for Patreon members. And I think we're going to also start adding some video as well, because we've had a lot of requests to do that. Anyway, let's now have a song from, actually, that was recorded for Happy Station many, many years ago. It's Dutch singer Gracia Kaufman and Tom Meyer with the Harbor Jazz Band with a number that I really enjoy. And I have to say, this is one of my favorite arrangements of this song, Happy People.
You've got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile. Stay
with the happy people.
With the happy, happy people.
Have your fun, live in the land of joy.
Have your fun and live in the land of
stay
joy. Stay, stay
with the happy people.
With the happy, snappy people.
Face the sun, life is a Christmas star.
Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay,
stay, stay, stay with the happy people.
Just stay, stay, stay,
stay, stay, stay with the people who love, love, love to wear a smile.
Tom Meyer and Gracia Kaufman with Happy People. Backing them, of course, was the Harbor Jazz Band. A singer that we have played on the program a number of times before is German Schlager singer Roy Black, who passed away a number of years ago. There actually was a period in his career when he was at the height of his career, especially the late 60s and 70s. It was, you know, the fashionable thing where you had singers such as, for example, Petula Clark, Nana Mouskouri, Demis Roussos, and many others that would sing in a number of languages. There were also a number of German singers that would do that. For example, Katharina Valente, she recorded something in like 8 different languages. Now, Roy Black, actually, they tried to do exactly the same thing. One of his big hits from the late 60s was called Du bist nicht allein, Du bist nicht allein, which translates to I am not alone. So, guess what they did? Yes, they recorded an English version of I Am Not Alone, which actually is the same orchestral arrangement as the one in German. It never really made much of an impact. I think most people had forgotten about it. And today, when that song is on, compilation CDs of Roy Black, they usually record it as, they include them rather as bonus titles. I think he did too. The other one is I Need You. But we'll listen to this one because this is the one that he's really well known for. So, Du bist nicht allein. Here's Roy Black in English called, with a song called I Am Not Alone. Yes.
I am not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone.
I am not alone, I am never without you. I am not alone, all my thoughts are about you. I close my eyes and see you smiling again at me. place I go, I have your memory for company. Though you are never far away, do I miss you, you know it. Waiting for the day when my kisses can show it. Till that day comes, this little letter will have to do, to tell you I am not alone, I keep dreaming of you.
I am not alone,
I am not alone.
I am not alone,
all
my thoughts are about you.
I close my eyes and see you smiling again at me. Each place I go, I have your memory for company. Though you are never far away, do I miss you, you know. Waiting for the day when my kisses can show it. Till that day comes, this little letter will have to do, to tell you I am not alone, I keep dreaming of you.
Roy Black and I Am Not Alone, which is the English version of a song that he originally had a hit for in the late 60s called Du bist nicht allein. I Am Not Alone, yes. I think it was... I only recorded those two songs, the one I Need You, Ganz in Weiß, which is the German one, and then that one. That was it. I think that was it. And usually they're not on any... those two English songs are not on any... Roy Black compilations, except for one that came out from Bear Family, a German label, a few years ago, where they included a lot of other songs that are from him that are maybe less known. It's amazing, actually. The CD has 28 tracks, which is unusual for a CD. You can slightly tell from the compression rate. It sounds a little strange, but anyway, nevertheless, still it's okay. That's all I will say. Okay, I will say. It rhymes, doesn't it? Okay. We're going to leave you now. Before we go, if you want to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Let us know how you heard the program, either medium wave, FM, satellite, shortwave, or on a line. We're going to leave you today with The Velvet Underground. Well, the songs are actually by The Velvet Underground, but they're performed in a very different arrangement. It's a group that we have played before on the program. In what year was it? 1996, they actually had a hit with a song, Wonderwall, that I believe was Oasis, I believe so, or someone else, I can't remember now, it doesn't matter. The Mike Flowers Pops, yes, the Mike Flowers Pops. And it's a collection of very well-known pop songs, but done in the very kind of lounge, lizard, Vegas sort of style. And they did a medley on this disc of songs by The Velvet Underground. And it's just strictly called The Velvet Underground Medley. Very different arrangement. I hope you recognize what they are, because some of them I couldn't figure out at first. But I'm not going to tell you what they are. I want you to do it. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Flash girl child in the dark comes in bells, your servant, don't forsake him. Strike dear mistress and cure his heart. I'm tired, I am weary, and I could sleep for a thousand years. A thousand dreams that would awake me with different colors made of tears. Yeah. Downy sins and street life fancy will chase the costume she shall wear. Ermine furs adorn imperious. Severin, Severin awaits you there. But I'm tired, I'm weary, and I can sleep for a thousand years. A thousand dreams that would awake me with different colors made of tears. White lights working, messing up my brain. Don't you know it's gonna drive me insane? Oh, white heat tickle me to my toes. Yeah, white light, I said, now goodness knows. Oh, white heat tickle me to my toes. Yeah, white light, I said, now goodness knows.